This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, providing you the products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the story of George Washington and the cherry tree is probably one of the best-known legends of American history. And while historians have long debunked that tale, a recent discovery at Mount Vernon is providing a very real connection between America's first president and the fruit he helped cultivate on his Virginia estate. During restoration work at Mount Vernon, archaeologists uncovered bottles of preserved cherries hidden in the mansion's foundations. Though research into the household records and correspondence, historians then connected the cherries to instructions Martha Washington sent to staff while the Washingtons were living in New York during George Washington's presidency. The fruit then had been preserved for later use, likely in holiday pies, but before somehow being misplaced and forgotten for more than two centuries. We'll hear more right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
The discovery of cherries that were preserved at Mount Vernon has provided researchers with a unique glimpse into both colonial life and early American agriculture. USDA tart cherry curator Ben Gutierrez says fruit production played a major role in establishing a homestead during the colonial era.
Fruit was a major part of colonial culture, and really a signal of land ownership was to plant an orchard. You planted trees as a sign that you were here to stay, you were going to establish a homestead. And so really the very different economies and how we kind of view things today.
While Washington's primarily remembered for his leadership during the nation's founding, Gutierrez says he was also constantly experimenting with agriculture at Mount Vernon. Washington documented crop rotation, drainage improvements, and fruit production as he worked to improve the productivity of his farm.
He was an avid agricultural experimenter, so he did a lot for figuring out drainage and rotation for his home at Mount Vernon. He also planted a lot of cherries, and he wrote about these cherries that are new to the area. American horticulture is kind of in its infant stage, and so figuring out what works, what cultivates, what can we bring right out of Europe and work with there. So experimenting with tart cherries, sweet cherries, kind of just exploring what the possibilities are.
The cherries discovered at Mount Vernon were preserved using cork stoppers and tar-based seals that protected the fruit for more than 250 years. Researchers worked to determine exactly what had been found and whether any genetic material remained viable. Gutierrez says their analysis produced a surprising answer.
We do know it was a tart cherry, so some of the pit kind of indicate that it's this species. We got down into the genetic information that we could retrieve, and it does match better to the tart cherry signature.
But the discovery did not end with identification. Some of the preserved pits were successfully germinated, allowing descendants of Washington's cherries to grow once again. Those trees are expected to become part of Mount Vernon's orchard, reconnecting the estate with fruit varieties that were once cultivated there. Gutierrez says he also finds the highlights of potential value for tart cherries being grown today.
The tart cherry cultivation isn't that broad in the United States currently. It's more of a processing or a juicing cherry. Grandma's pies, right, are full of tart cherries. But if you look at tart cherry consumption, Europe versus United States today, tart cherries are much more broadly consumed internationally. So maybe this is a chance for we can expand our markets and explore how to bring in new crops and new flavors into American horticulture.
Those few jars of cherries that Martha Washington had put up give us a rare look at crops grown during the nation's early years, gives us a connection to George Washington that we can have physically, tangibly in front of us 250 years later. I'm Dustin Huffman.